Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Yeah, maybe I'm for real.
We'll try again this week.
Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned into Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also the Shaw.
Caw-caw!
Yeah, 540 AM, 101 FM. And then, you know, I don't even know. We're not on all the other ones they got adding to it. But guess what? Wrongy righty radio, whatever you want to call it. Wrongy whitey. How's that? Instead of righty whitey radio. Wrongy whitey.
Righty whitey tidy radio.
It's on, boys.
Okay.
Hey, and it's on. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, I have once in a while, like speaking live, I might like rejuxtaposition things. So the Bull Falls radio really concerns me if I say it wrong and flip like the F and the B. But let's not do that. But anyway, right. It's something that pops in my head.
I haven't done it yet. I think several other people that are associated with this station have hit the green button before.
Okay, talk to me about what you got on your mind, man.
What I got on my mind is people need to set aside their wants and really start focusing on their needs. I mean, if you haven't noticed, the world's coming apart at the seams, literally. I mean, no, we're not going to talk about the Washington, D.C. and Mar-a-Lago just yet. Let's talk about the world and what's happening across the world, right? I mean, this week it's floods in Arizona and drought-stricken Texas. Now, what happens when they get, they're saying, well, be ready for 10 to 20 inches over the next week. And you know what the worst part about it is, Jason?
What is it?
That almost all of that water is going to fall beneath Lake Mead, not above where it could have ran in and filled up Lake Mead. See where we're going here?
I got you.
You get farmers in Texas raising the beef that, I mean, literally the cattle are dying from lack of water and food. And so when that starts happening, well, then they cut the herd down and they cut the process down. And pretty soon there's just not much left, which is why we should have stayed local all these years. Right? I'll give a plug for you.
Well, you know, it's...
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So let's focus on local a little bit, people. Like, what I did this year was to start with some tomatoes outside. And I'm going to tell you, this type of rain that's fallen here, I hope it's fallen over my tomatoes too, because they were falling over on top of me yesterday. I went out to like say hello and trim the blossoms off the ones that are turning into tomatoes so you don't get any blossom rot. I've been doing pretty good at that, right? And it wasn't even a strong breeze coming. But all of a sudden, I'm leaning backwards, and these things are coming towards me. And they're like 6 feet tall. So I noticed, well, now you're only like 4.5 feet tall. What's going on here? And oh, no. Two of the cages are so heavy with the tomatoes now that they just started bending at the base. I pushed them back up and, I used some heavy garden dirt bags to brace one side. And then I stole this thing from my mom's. Rhubarb patch, you know, it's got four things you stomp in the ground and then it fans out, you know, with like a bunch of bars on it. And oh, here we go. I just started working these long branches of tomatoes through the rungs. And yeah, now it's like standing like this, right? And there's like, there's six of them in this cluster. And I can't tell you which branch is going to which tree anymore, but it doesn't matter. There's a lot of tomatoes there. I did lose a few when they fell, but, you know, and I think the guy was mowing the yard might have hit one of the branches that's kind of leaning out a bit. No biggie, right? It'll just make the other one stronger. But then this guy comes and removes the tree out from you know, one of the windows down on the, it's on the east side of the house, which is where the sun comes, right? No wonder these tomatoes are just thriving. That's not, I didn't even mention the beef master that's over on its own in this stone garden that's like 3-4 feet off the ground, right? That thing's like, and the branches break off. They're just like me. Break your arm, it'll get better, don't worry. Just rub some dirt on it. Yeah? Rub a little dirt on that tomato branch. As long as it's still attached, it's unbelievable. And then you'll come back like a week later and it's all toughened up and yeah. So
that kind of looks like you.
Right. So it was wiry and yeah, branches going everywhere.
But tomatoes are crazy, man.
They're kind of hairy too, like me. Oh, except I don't have much hair on my body, which I'm kind of thankful for that.
I gotta say too, you know, if I could
I don't like that, you know, that spider hair on the back kind of thing going all the way down and everything.
Yeah, no. If you ever
I shaved this morning. Yeah, no, you didn't, dude. You missed your back.
I don't like to have to maintain all that. If I could just stop the stuff in the ears, we'd be good.
You can. You just got to mow them down every week, a couple times.
Thanks for that. No, with tomatoes, they're so they hit their peak and they just all come at once. So you got to be ready for them. You got to be ready to unload them, and that's why a lot of people
got
to
water them, man.
Yeah.
The best part about being like on the east like that, see, I don't think a lot of people realize that when it gets really, really, really hot, yeah, even tomatoes start going, oh, this sucks, dude. Just baking in the sun. It only gets hit part of the day. Now, granted, I'm going to be pushing them in September to turn red and before any kind of crazy frost might come. But I told my mom, now that the tree's out of there, I think, you know, this should be like our victory garden. Peace, man. We're going to be growing some peas and beans and squash and corn. I'll do that Native American thing with the beans, the squash, and the corn because I've never done it. It'll be a perfect spot for it. Yeah. And then don't try to pick anything out of my garden. Squirrels.
That's as local as it gets, man. Right in your yard.
Yeah, well, it's important because, like, look at all these lakes. And you see this little kid died from, like, a, you know, invasive brain kind of thing, right? And then they said, well, it usually happens down in Florida and Louisiana where the water's hot and this stuff, you know. But now it's, like, in Iowa. It killed somebody from Missouri. And they said, like in the 39 cases that they've had since, I mean, there's been like, I don't know what they said, since 1990 or whatever, there's been 79 cases and only like 2 or 3 people have ever survived it. And the warmer it gets, the more invasive this stuff is and the more they, let's move up into, you know, Iowa. Well, next Wisconsin, hey? What are you, Scott Walker, taking over the world?
Or so he thought then.
Oh, that's right. He didn't.
Bye-bye.
0.0. He's a Blutarsky, but he's making all kinds of money, warping the young minds of the people that think they're walking in faith.
Yeah.
With Jesus.
I can't connect the dots. I still can't connect the dots on anyone who actually believes in any sort of Christian ideals or faith and how they're connected to GOP type people. I just don't get it.
Well, they aren't.
No, but how do they rationalize it? Like
through racism and sexism and homophobia and, you know, just like All-Star Wrestling, man. I blame All-Star Wrestling for a lot of this crap. And I mean it. Because, yeah, like back in the 80s and stuff, I'd be like, go over to a friend's house and they're all, and I'm like, dude, that's embarrassing for these guys that were like state champs and all Americans and national champs in wrestling in high school and college to sell themselves out to this. And then if you didn't notice, you know, Donald Trump loves it and all the clowns that are in Joe Rogan stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that just like, what? I don't understand what's entertaining about that.
Do you remember I remember when I was a kid, when I was growing up, wrestling, professional wrestling was on Saturday mornings. Like it was
kind of, yeah, it didn't take over every channel.
Well, and it was more for kind of like entertainment. It was more tailored to like everybody. And then all of a sudden they moved it to evenings, got racier, all these crazy soap opera storylines. I remember the Bushwhackers, man. I liked the Bushwhackers.
Well, I liked Wahoo McDaniel.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I don't.
Yeah, see, I was watching All-Star Wrestling before that. And we were usually, because we couldn't get anything else, there wasn't cable, whatever, but to mock the guys. But no, when we were watching it, Yes, it was much more different. They weren't cutting each other with razor blades and trying to, you know, smashing each other with chairs and stuff. They were doing all kinds of acrobatic stuff.
Yeah, it was fun.
But how racist was it? Wahoo McDaniel because he was Native American or?
Yeah, it was a little, yeah, they weren't as.
It goes, this racism in America goes back quite a ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Not at the beginning, though. Before the white man came. As far as I know, I don't know if Native Americans were practicing slavery, but let's face it, we know that there's bad people in every crowd, right? And the job is to, like, thin that herd. Give them a place, a dark cave to move to where nobody's going to bother them. Plenty of water running through there. I don't know what to do, man. We're polluting the planet faster than it can try and clean us up. So guess what? Pretty soon the planet just decides that if you want to call in 844-967-2789 and talk to Mother Earth, or better yet, you can talk to me, a disciple of Mother Earth, who believes that, yes, all life comes from this great planet. All life goes back to it. And when you throw in a bunch of... Who does that? What kind of animal, like, pollutes the area they live in when they don't have to? You know, I know you guys love that gas-guzzling vehicle you got, but, you know, you just... You don't know how stupid you are. Because... With alternative energy comes alternative transportation. Ah. But do we want to go back to the dark ages? I think that's where most people need to be right now. And that's why I say, don't focus on what you want so much. And really, really, really embrace that stuff that you need for you and your family and your friends. And get ready to stand up for freedom. For truth and justice and democracy, because... I don't know if you noticed it again this week, Jason, but nobody's above the law. But I don't want to have to come and testify. I want to just, I'm going to delay this and delay this. Yeah, man, you keep delaying this stuff, and it's starting to catch up to their asses, right? I want to talk about Lindsey Graham a little bit, you know? Because, yeah, I want to roll the tape, Lindsey. Some of the things you've done in your career. And get out of the closet, man. Nobody cares anymore. Another wild week in the world. Huh? But yeah, Lindsey Graham, my friend, Lindsey Graham. We're going to have to put a clip together of all the things that he said. And then remember, he's like, roll the tape, man. You remember what I said?
How long would that show be?
Oh, we'd condense it. We'd call it Cream of Lindsey Graham Condensed. But he is awful. But I mean... This, you know, thinking that, well, you know, I was just doing legislative work when I went to Georgia. I don't have to respond to this stuff. I want to block this. I don't need to come and talk to people in Georgia. But isn't he like a senator in like South Carolina or something like that? Or Louisiana? Or
I don't know. He kind of jumps around a little bit, doesn't he? He's kinda...
Well, I thought that every time somebody has something to say about his district, he'll be like, you're not even from our district, you know. I'm doing what the people want down here. They're all a bunch of scum. But he is like the scummiest. I hope he goes down. Yeah, man, you were trying to overturn the election for Trump. What's he got on you, dude? Are you in one of those tapes, too? Oh. Lindsey and Trump and the golden shower. Oh, it's time to get mean. You know, that's like when Voss and Robin Voss and Reince Priebus, you know, in Whitewater as roommates trying to take over the world. But I heard rumors that Robin Voss used to get his salad tossed every night by Reince Priebus. Now, I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if they had tomatoes or onions or anything like that. But it's time to get mean to these bastards. because you can't be nice to Nazis, people. And no, you don't have to, you know, I called in, oh, this week was awful. Have you seen that ad?
Which
with
one?
The two figures up there and you can't tell who it is. And one use, they used to work together and in the Justice Department. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, and he's just, now Merrick Garland's letting everybody attack Kavanaugh and he doesn't want to protect anybody. I think that's what Kavanaugh's been doing ever since he got in, is not protect. Have another beer, dumbass. So I called the number. And I mean, I just, every other word was like, you know, was profanity. But no threats at all. I'm just like, are you guys out of your effing minds? What in the F is wrong with you, man? That beer-swilling disgrace you call Kavanaugh? Get a clue, man. You don't know what you're up against. Ooh, that's pretty much a threat, isn't it? Hey, I didn't try to get any buses together. I didn't have, you know, a wife and this, you know, of a Supreme Court justice putting buses together. And this is just sick watching all this. It really is. Because it's like, you know, I guarantee you, if you took this to a fourth grade class, they would have convicted these people a long time ago. Yeah, that is if they've had a civics course yet.
Well, even if they have been...
I think even without one, they understand civility a little better than that, don't they? Because they have to worry about being shot at school because these clowns won't protect them. We got to protect guns. And the clowns that use them and show up on January 6th.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem real. I was thinking about this. How many... so you know how they take stuff like this and then later on people make movies and all kinds of books and whatever... But how many things are going to come off of this stuff? I mean, there's going to be countless films, shows, all kinds of things created off of this insanity that's our lives right now.
There it is. Pizza Box. The movie.
We could get, yeah. Why not?
Let's go out and do some clips of
we got an actor.
Confronting some of the bad guys because they really don't like it.
We got an
especially
actor
when you
staff.
See a, who are you? And I'm like, nobody. And you see how far I got under your skin just by confronting you. You know, that was some of the best fun I've ever had was like confronting these people when they're out, you know, enjoying the good life, you know, outside the restaurants, out dining. Well before COVID, right? Way before COVID. But I got to believe in that 10 years time, that's how COVID became possible to happen the way it did is this. Let's just get more and more dumb. By the hour, as we watch the Colorado rivers being, you know, cut back now on usage. And yeah, you know what I think should be extinct? Golf courses, at least water in them, right?
Yeah, that's a hard
think
one.
Think all the chemicals that go on there, and they still want to do that one up in Kohler or whatever, Wisconsin, right next to Lake Michigan. What, so rich people can throw their beer bottles into the air?
That's a hard one. There's lots of people with money who like to go on the golf course. So you try to take their golf courses away, Pizza Box. You're starting.
Oh no! Yeah. You took away one of my wants, my desires. Same thing with football.
You gotta be careful on that one.
Well, I did enjoy watching the Cubs club the Brewers 8-7 yesterday. That was a pretty cool game. Like, oh, here goes another one. Wind's blowing out. I wasn't blowing out that hard. I've seen some end up way. I saw Glenn Allen Hill one time.
Oh, yeah. He was a huge guy.
I mean, when he swung it and threw it down, and I think the pitcher was John Franco, and he was kind of a smart-ass guy, right? He was a good closer, though, for Cincinnati. He played for many years in the league. And when he saw that thing go, he just started laughing, dude. It landed on a building across the street on the roof. Nobody's ever hit one like that before.
Yeah. Glenn Allen Hill is a huge... specimen. And I mean, he missed plenty of times when he swung, but when he connected.
Oh, you're probably not going to believe this, but his arms were bigger than my thighs.
Well, I believe that. Probably bigger than your waist.
No, not quite that much.
Okay.
I don't think
would
he
you
had.
Get, you like hang out with him or something?
30 inch pythons or anything. I went to the games, man. I went to the games. I saw Sammy Sosa, even though, you know, these are the years after everybody decided to try and enhance themselves, right?
Yeah, like dugouts.
There's like, I went to two games where he hit three home runs.
Yeah, okay.
And one cool game was when he hit three-run homers in the third, fourth, and fifth innings, and they took him out. Because I was like Ron Santo, and somebody hit one of the guys, And Santa goes, oh, I hope he can get on here because, you know, he meant to do that. And maybe then Sosa will hit another three-run homer and dude made it to first base and Sosa hit his third three-run homer in a row. And then they took him out of the game.
We're almost done with this segment, so let's stay on sports before we go.
Yeah.
But I do want to clarify, you said Ron Santo there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just to,
not Ron DeSantis or Clan. Okay. I would say Clan DeSantis.
Okay, okay.
Which, hey, by the way, he got slapped down, man. You can't be telling people they can't talk about people's race or culture. Violation of freedom of speech. Come on, Clan DeSantis.
Hey, before we run, what about the NBA this week, man?
I missed.
You missed it?
Yeah.
They came out as a league.
Oh, yeah, so November 8th. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that is the, yeah, these guys are the, that's the league concerned with social issues and the future of mankind. Love those guys, man. Got any music? Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, man.
Love the NBA. They got it right. They got it right.
I love painted ponies.
Spinning wheels all over. Troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you
dedicate this song to little Junior Parker, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name by saying,
I don't know why I love you like I do, out of all the changes that you put me through.
Used all pretty cool, eh? The Al Green version.
Yeah, I like that.
Dedicated to his cousin. But then, you know, I'm at that age now, Jason, where a lot of people I used to know are gone. It's getting harder for me. That's why, again, the theme, you know, focus on those needs. You need to keep your stuff tight right now because it's coming apart, man.
Me. Right? It's all about me.
Well, no.
Isn't that what we got to do? It's a me first.
No, it's all about taking care of me.
Okay.
Like, I'm looking out for number one. No, it's not about me. It's about everybody that's important to you. And I guess basically to say it's about everybody that lives and breathes on this planet, including all the trees, my friends.
Oh, you're talking about life, like actual life.
Hey, man, somebody told me today, this week, they were like, hey, what do you think about, you know, Stoughton High Schools? They're going to go to, you know, you know, it doesn't matter what gender you are in the bathroom. And I'm like, first thing I said was, oh, you kind of mean like at home. And I'm not going to go to where they went, you know, talking about, well, this a girl could be embarrassed. And I go, there's nobody going to be in these stalls with anybody on these, you know, as far. I'm like, man, why don't you ask the kids? Because I'm more worried about like trees being cut down and rivers drying up, like the one I told you in France where there's like a bridge that looks like the one going from Wisconsin to Iowa, and there's no water in it. The river's dried, and the Thames River in the UK is dried up, and Colorado's drying up.
Hey, on that gender-neutral topic, you know, I think it's important to highlight. I don't know if you know this one. But Magic Outreach Magic Pride Fest tomorrow. So,
that's
Outreach,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Outreach Magic Pride Fest at Warner Park tomorrow. It's a cool event. You should go support.
And you know that we do. But I won't be out. You know, I told you, I got to work, man. I'm going to talk about what it was like for me to work later. But right now, I think Andy from Hot Dam, from Beaver Dam. Why don't you put him on? Because I know what happened here. I slid the screen over too far.
We got him.
Okay,
got
cool.
Him. Andy, how are you?
All right. Well, you know, it's worth tuning in, Mike, just to hear the tunes on your show. You know, I mean, it's all that funky music, you know, like...
Well, give Jason some credit too, because that last one's the best one we've heard today.
That's what I'm saying. Jason, I know he's a lot younger than you and I are, but Jason's, you know, he brings all these tunes up like Hollywood Swinging and, you know, the Cool and the Gang, and it's all great. But yeah, the problem out there in the Colorado Basin, River Basin, you know, years ago, 50 probably years ago or more, they're trying to turn the desert into the Garden of Eden, you know, and they're growing gourds out there and all this and stuff. And, you know, like, well, that was
Hey, Andy, why wouldn't they grow gourds? They're out of their own.
Yeah, right. And the thing about it is, now there's not enough water to go around. So all of a sudden.
Yeah, there is, man. We live in Wisconsin. We're fine. Hell with everybody else.
Yeah. I have a friend out in Colorado. I said, well, maybe we can build a pipeline out there, you know, but of course that's ludicrous. But no, they never anticipated that we'd have a global warming situation that would mess up the amount of snow melting off of the mountains.
Sure, they did. They just ignored it, Andy. It's been known for, like, you know, Jimmy Carter was really focused on it, and everybody laughed at him, right? I would be willing to do a water pipeline if you ended all the oil pipelines. Then we might be able to do that.
Well, yeah, you're true. If they can get oil with the Keystone, they certainly could shoot some water out to out of the Mississippi out to the west, you know. But I don't know.
They can drown in their oil for all I care. For some reason, I feel like a blizzard could hit and I could just walk outside and I'd be like, I'll make it.
It's awesome. Well, anyway, man. Hey, take her cool.
All right, thanks.
I've lost a lot of friends too, so I know what you're talking about when you get older and you start losing people. But you know, that's life, right? You know?
Yes, it is. It is, and I got some of it figured out finally. You know, like 40 years late, but hey. that's not to say that I've lost a lot of friends that I needed to though, Andy, and that was on Facebook.
Mm.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to clarify for Andy and everybody, you know, Pizza Box, for his show, he comes up with a lot of music. I hear songs I never even heard of before, stuff like that. There's only a couple things. I just contributed on the last one because it was, George Michael tune related to Magic Pride Fest. So.
Oh, I kind of like George Michael's music.
Yeah, he's
really good. I did. I enjoyed it.
He was a hell of a singer and vocalist and, I mean, incredible vocalist.
I'm really so off-center that I actually liked Loverboy.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, because you've had Loverboy tunes on before.
I kind of laugh but I like it. You know, the lyrics make me laugh. Okay, it's fun to try and sing along. I can't get that high, but I try, and that's kind of funny because most of the time when I try to get high, I succeed. Quite honestly.
Hey, how about this?
Yes, I was thinking that too. I was going to put a plug in there for Jeff's Guitar Clinic after I heard George Michael, but that was a different plug. So we did the right thing there. But yeah, go to jeffsguitar.com and check out his studio, man. You got handmade guitars all over, beautiful videos that he's done up, right? And music lessons. You know, he's got gift certificates year-round. And, you should just check it out. We talked about it. So let's talk. I'm not going to talk about podcasts anymore till we actually do it. That's the last time I'm going to say that word. Because we can do this. And we need to. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, Stoughton, Wisconsin. Bring some doggy biscuits with you.
You know, I always appreciate guys like Andy who call in and anybody who calls in, you know, to programs because most of the people that call, not all, but most, are very insightful. You know, they enhance the show, they expand the show, and they contribute and they care. So, you know, all you callers out there, we appreciate you here at Devil Radio.
Well, I'm a little concerned, though, about Wisco Paul because like 1 minute into the show or 2 minutes and he never called today.
That's true.
He's always ahead of the see, and so maybe today I started out right, and he didn't have to call and mention the environment because without without a healthy planet, people, it's all over. And it already is for a lot of people. I mean, even here, it's over for all those people that were killed in the flood in Kentucky. Ah, yeah, but you know, I didn't know any of those people and I don't live there. So see that, and that's what's happening, isn't it? Everybody, look at the news, man. Oh, I thought they had a sighting of Bigfoot. Oh, and then I found it was just a foot found at Yellowstone. And I'm like, oh, okay. Or was it in one of the lakes? Or yeah, I think it was.
Did someone like try to clickbait that by calling it a finding of Bigfoot, but it was just a large foot?
Well, maybe they were barefoot. Oh, get it? Barefoot, Bigfoot.
Oh,
never
I
mind.
You. I got you.
But everything I look at, it's like everybody's it. You know, you just scroll down on Facebook. Okay, you know. Oh, I like this one. You might sleep and dream like a spider. Why do I wake up like a spider when I have to go to the bathroom three times a night? So probably.
You like jump out of bed and then you're clinging on the ceiling.
Or when the cat jumps on my face, you think the spider knows what that's like too? I believe so. But here, look at this. Supreme Court temporarily blocks Georgia law ruling it harms black voters. Oh, that really sucks, say the Republicans. You know, because they believe that they, first of all, should have the right to harm black voters. Isn't that something?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but Jesus wasn't brown either, dude.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so for people, just give them a quick heads up on what the NBA is doing.
Okay, so the NBA is not having no games on November 8th, and they're encouraging all their fans to get out and go vote because it's your right. And they don't even tell you who to vote for, but I think y'all know who you shouldn't vote for, and that's a Republican.
And they just want access to voting. They're also doing campaigns about getting out the vote prior to the election, so leading up during the season. And in addition to that, there was some of the places are going to have transportation services, right, from their arenas to go vote.
Yeah.
I mean,
but hey, I got to tell you, you know, giving everybody access to vote, either side, that's just outrageous. I mean, how are you supposed to win when you don't, you know, cheat?
Oh, man. Here you go. Bring it down.
Is it a break time already? It is.
Yeah, it's break time. I missed the cue. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I like Sting. How much time do we get to hear of it?
As long as you want. It's your show.
Yeah. You know, when he talks about how precious we are, man. Time is almost out. In fact, I think it already is, but we are fragile people. Fragile steel I wore, drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away. Something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was.
Singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Sweet. Blackbird
singing in the dead of
I like
night.
Blackbirds. I remember as a kid laying down in the leaves. And watching them just migrate all across the sky. You could, man, and for miles, just, it was so beautiful. It's kind of like what they show in the movies, you know, because that's all everybody really cares about. I could just turn on the movies and see animals and stuff. Yeah, sure you can. But, you know, earlier I was talking about, you know, expanding operations. And there, I was going to talk about Wrongy Whitey Radio, but they hung up. So instead, I'm going to go to Mary.
Hey, Pizza Box. You know, you are so right, reminding us that animals don't instinctively litter their environment, you know, unlike humans. I think our ever-increasing huge brains are taking us far astray from our survival instincts. kind of wish that the resources and energies that find their way into sports and big entertainment would find their way to our, you know, dealing with our climate crisis.
Well, hey, you know what? Animals have their own garbage people, like possums and carp and other wonderful things that were created by the earth. But we had to mess it up, Mary. Oh, and there she's gone. But you're, yeah, man. It makes me sad because, like, I've been seeing videos with people with pet spiders and stuff now. And I hate to say that while I was cleaning my home, my mother's home, where I reside, and downstairs, that I just, man, there were just too many, and I had to kill some of them. And I'm sweeping, and I'm dusting, and I'm vacuuming, and I'm just like, I, you know what? I'm not the problem here. And then I catch one. You know, I catch them when I can and take them outside, but, you know, I've got some, it's like a utility room off of where I live, so, you know, there's always spiders and that stuff up in the rafters. You can't get that. What are you going to get, like, an elephant to come in there and suck all the cobwebs out of there? They don't make, no, and I'm not going to get on the ladder. I did the ladder stuff, you know, trimming my mom's hedges and stuff, and you know what? That was kind of scary. I told you at the beginning before the show how strong I feel, right?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap. Okay.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, I feel that way.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's just the child inside me.
Well, and sometimes that's what keeps you going, though, you know?
Well, now the child inside me is watching my grandchildren and my son and his family moving all around in different places in Mexico. Because it is a different world, isn't it? You've got a family of six or eight, and what, you're just going to go out and look for those, that high employment in America when like 60% of the jobs don't pay enough? Mm. Oh, it's coming down. Yeah, people are starting to get hungry. And when people get hungry, bad things happen. But nobody seems to mind when, ignoring other people when they're hungry that they've watched for years and years and years on poor people. Yeah, we're a Christian nation, all right. I can't wait till Jesus gets here. He's going to be like, oh, I know, Mike, you were at the casino doing stuff, but you know, when you won, you went downtown and gave people money and stuff and bought them lunch. Listen to this story. I went to the casino this week, and I'm doing my $20. And I got to admit, over the last 2 weeks, I didn't win with my $20. I probably lost about $100 over the 2 weeks' time. Yeah, it's not too bad. And so I go there and I'm down, I'm up $13 and I'm down $13 and all of a sudden this thing gives me, $10, $20, ooh, $70. Okay, awesome. I'm up $100. I'm like, well, I'm going to play a little bit, $20, and I'll leave up $80, and that's almost even from, because I'm still hungry, man. I want to find another. This is fun, the way I play. It's like fast-paced and don't give it much time, any of that. And I look at these machines. There's four of them, and these are kind of like ones where you hit, and then the wheel spins up top, and they got that little bandit arm on it that you can pull. But it starts at like, it goes $5, $10, $15. And there's, three chairs, and then there's one missing in front of the one. So that tells me these people like I do, So I don't move the chairs, but like some people move the chair out of the way, and they just stand there, and they go fast, and then they leave. And I look at it, and it says they were betting $10. And I look at the credits, and it says 286. 286 credits. And I looked around, and there's nobody. Yeah. First come, first serve, man. Pushed it up. $286. What do you think of that?
Hey.
Sounds like a trip to Michigan real soon.
I call that just a...
pure little, Michigan, man.
A little bit of the good energy you put out in the world come back to you.
Focus on what you need. You need really good marijuana to get through these times. And you can sacrifice other things to do it. You don't need any alcohol. You don't need soda. You don't need a lot of cookies or candy or anything. Yeah, focus on what you need and cut out all that other stuff. But for a guy like me, oh, absolutely, I need that. I will go insane. Watch. I mean, I can't scroll down Facebook. I can't turn on the dirty laundry on every, national news. It's just, there's just so much death and dismemberment of everything. I don't know if people realize it, but they probably don't, because how long do you watch that stuff? But see, I don't even need to see it because I live it. I feel it. I feel I have empathy. I feel the pain of every living thing on this planet. And that's what I wish everybody else had, but I'm blessed that way. Don't you think? Or am I wrong? Am I going to hell in a handbasket? And I know my best friend is doing worse now. So now she's calling me like every day and she'll want to like sit on the phone with me for, you know, 3-4 hours. And I'm like, hey, hon, I can't do this every day all day. And then she feels hurt. And it's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know, this place really does suck. And I can't wait to get up and do it again tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's the way the world is. And if you let it kick your ass, then you don't get up the next day. But as long as I can, I'm going to keep getting up every day. And it's just fastest hour in radio. And no, I'm not. You know what?
We don't want to end on that.
I don't want to end the day that way, CJ. I see that you want to call, but it's like, I know what you're going to do, man. And it's just going to be this Republican tirade of how everything, this and that. And I think everybody's already heard it, like every single call that you've ever made. You wouldn't be talking about what I was talking about today. You wouldn't talk about blackbirds or butterflies or rivers drying up. You'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then I'd ask you, hey, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you know, Biden and Clinton and Democrats and Democrat cities and violence. And
yeah, you know, the violence really does come from your guys' side, as is evidenced every single time. Yeah. I posted that this week. I was like, you know what? I use my soul and my heart to get through this stuff. And my soul is not a physical thing. So therefore, it's not going to lead to violence. Hmm. It's going to be the exact opposite. Now, you wanted to say something, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say maybe CJ would have mentioned how horrible it is about the NBA trying to get allow more people to vote.
I don't even want to hear it. You know what I mean? Because Ronnie Whitey is just something that I don't tune into very long.
To vote. Why can't more people vote? It should be easy and everyone should have access.
Well, and that's why I'm glad these guys are moving stations into different parts of the state to use some critical thinking and entertainment and stuff. Because you can't just beat on people. You know, they call it politics, but for me, all this stuff is personal, man. Always has been. If it was politics for me, I'd run. And you know, I could run far left and kick the crap out of a lot of these clowns out here. I really would like to see the left part of the Democratic Party that's in Congress right now just take a... Let's see that blue wave go through, right? No, not the red wave that CJ was talking about, that McConnell's crying about. No, it doesn't look very good.
We got a better chance in Congress because we got gerrymandered districts because it's not a whole statewide thing.
Yeah, we know all that. You still might lose because when people listen to people like, you know, Ron Johnson talking about taking away entitlements like Social Security and Medicare when they're not entitlements, damn you, you old crusty blue-eyed snake, cottonmouth Ron Johnson. Less Ron Johnson, not more Ron Johnson. Because I've seen enough, and even Republicans have. That's why he's behind. Yes, and he might lose to the black guy. It's like watching the Wisconsin version of Obama, which I'm jumping all on board. Yes, I'm going with you, Mandela, and you know the left in the Congress and the Senate went with you, and yeah, that wasn't my problem. My problem was, you know, letting everybody have their say in their primary vote instead of pulling the plug on it like a re-Trump-looking kind of thing, because I don't like that. I do not like doing that, and I don't think voters like that, and that's the biggest problem with both parties. People don't have a choice. Thanks for listening in. 92.7 FM, Double Radio, also 1580 AM, and in Waukesha, the Shaw, caca, 540 AM, 101 FM. Don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic, right? Replay tomorrow at 1 o'clock or noon. CJ, why don't you try calling again tomorrow?